I'm going to set up a regular training schedule for him. Right. By the end of this week, he'll be a regular tower of brute strength.
Stupid to tighten that collar lock.
Yeah, what are you trying to do for Pete's sake? Ruin these things?
Mm-hmm. Would you strongly let me through here, please? Well, the artist at work,
Hello, Mr. Douglas. I made the world out of wax, and Miss Berger, our teacher, told my mother that I had a real artistic bent and that I should put it in the freezer till tomorrow night.
Well, nothing like a frozen artistic bent, I always say.
You coming to open the house tomorrow night at school?
Sure, I promise, didn't I?
I have 12 cups of punch this year.
12?
Yeah, last year that clunky old room mother only let me have 7. Just okay?
Sure. Jim doesn't really have an artistic bend like me.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Sudsy. I think this is a very well-done drawing.
Honest?
Sure.
What is it?
Well, it's, Don't you know?
Sure I know. I want to know if you know.
Oh. Well, it's... It's a butterfly. You don't want to.
It's a bomber.
Well, I guess I'd better go and get washed up. You be sure and pick up all these papers before you come in.
Who ever heard of a butterfly with 4 inches?
Outside, and don't bring it in the house till it's hosed, wiped, and dusted.
Well, if I have a choice, I'll take
that. Oh, I thought that might be Mike and Robbie with some more of those weights. What's that?
It's Mike and Robbie with some more of those weights. I thought I told you fellas to tighten that collar lock.
I did. It was the other end.
It was the other end. Oh, but if Chip should happen to show you a drawing, it's a bomber.
A bomber?
Miss Bergen said even if my world was going to be right in the middle of the table, that I ought to be modest and tell everybody else how good they are, even if I don't think so. That's really swell, Chip. That's a real swell drawing.
You're just saying.
No, honest. Look, Mr. O'Casey, you finally drew a neat drawing.
Well, that's all right. That's really all right, Chip.
What is it?
What is it? Well, there isn't any doubt about what it is. It's a bomber. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Here's the propellers, the wings, here's your tailpiece. Well, what's the matter?
This time it was a sailboat.
Sailboat?
Boy, that's really a sailboat.
Sure, man. We'll put some lines through the bottom here to try to give it a feeling of water, you see what I mean?
Gosh, Bob, I didn't know you were an artist. Can I take it and show it to Dad?
You can take it, period.
You mean I can have it, keepsies?
Keepsies or throwsies awaysies. It's yoursies.
Gosh, Bob, if I could do anything half as good as this, Spurgeon would hang me the minute she saw.
Now, don't try kidding me, Chipper.
72. 23.
Oh. Here now. No goofing off. Let's go.
Ice cream and cake.
Yeah, well, that's absolute poison for you.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Nothing but red meat and leafy vegetables. Now, build those muscles.
But, Mike, I just... Yeah, but, Mike...
Toss it down. Mom. 74.
74.
75.
75.
Darn it.
What's the matter, Chip?
Every time I try and copy the darn picture, it gets worse and worse.
Well, what's the matter with you? That really looks good.
Yeah, but
you can tell what it is. It's a sailboat. Did you show it to Dad yet?
Yeah, but Bob...
Well, did you show Bub, too?
Yeah, but Bob was the one...
Well, then what's the matter with it? Just sign your name and forget about it.
Sign my name?
Sure. I got more junk signed Robbie Douglas, age 9. Ralph, don't stand there softening up. It takes work, work, work. Come on, 3 hot laps around the block and you'll be all finished.
I'm all finished now.
Rob, up and at him. Hot fire.
It's a perfectly lovely picture of a sailboat. Perfectly lovely. And yet you told me you couldn't even draw a straight line.
Well, a sailboat doesn't have many straight lines.
Are your father and Mr. O'Casey coming to open house tonight?
Oh, sure.
Well, don't you think they'll be proud when they see it hanging? I'm going to put it right on the wall over Sudsy's World.
Oh, no, please, Miss Bergen. If you put it there, they'll see this is as good as what Sudsy did.
Now, Chip, remember our slogan. Good workers take pride in their work.
Like me, I'm proud, aren't I, Miss Bergen?
Yes, Sudsy, you certainly are. There. Now, don't you think they'll be surprised?
Yes, ma'am, I guess they will.
For Hubert's father, I'm Mrs. Bergen.
He doesn't call me Hubert except when he's mad at me.
Very nice to know you, Mrs. Bergen. I understand Sudsy's created the world from 4 dozen candles.
Yes, isn't it imaginative?
I moved it close to the light. I was afraid it wasn't showing good enough. And don't you think if I go over the door, I can show people how to come straight over here and not waste their time looking at any of the other stuff?
I'm sure it's just a stage.
When you put water in Frankie Irving's irrigation project, the whole thing turns to mud.
Chip, here's the fourth grade. This is your room, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't understand you. For 2 weeks, you've been making us promise to come to your open house, and now suddenly you're doing your best to keep us away.
Yeah, and after I baked a big batch of cookies.
So don't you think you better take us in instead of letting us stand out here in the hall?
There isn't there just a bunch of junk. If we go down the hall, we can go see the boys' laboratory.
You just want to go straight over that table. You can see the world made by Sudsy Pfeiffer, age 9. Just go straight ahead, and you'll bump into it. Where you been? I already had 6 punches. Come on, Mr. O'Casey and Mr. Dobbins, see my wax world.
He doesn't want to see your clunky old wax world.
Chip, what is the matter with you?
He's just probably mad because the teacher took down his picture.
What do you mean she took down my picture?
It isn't on the wall. Miss Bergen took it down.
It isn't on the wall.
What picture is this, Chip?
Chip drew a picture. Ow!
Mr. Douglas, I'm Mrs. Bergen, and I certainly owe you an apology.
An apology?
Yes, I want to tell you both that Chip drew the loveliest picture of a sailboat, and it was hanging right over there on the wall this morning. But then Mr. Shutley, our principal, came by and asked me to give him the best drawing from any member of our class, and I had to take it down and give it to him.
You mean Dan Bob can't see it tonight?
No, it's just unfortunate timing, Chip. You'd have been very proud of your little artist.
Since when did you become an artist?
I guess you just learned me all of a sudden. But I can show you the spot where it was hanging if you want.
Yeah, my wax field's right underneath it.
And I can show you my desk and my sewing folder. Then we can eat. Didn't I tell you? Open house was neat.
But I haven't told you the most thrilling news yet. The reason Mr. Shetley took Chip's drawing was to enter it in a school-wide art contest. And if it should win any kind of a prize, both the picture and the artist will be photographed to the newspaper.
Newspaper?
Yes, all the newspapers. This contest always gets a good deal of publicity. It's really quite an honor for Chip. Oh, would you excuse me a minute, please? Some of the children in Grape Punch does stain dreadfully.
Well, we might glass the punch, too. We'll toast the artist.
We might even have two.
I think I ought to go home.
Oh, I thought you were the fellow who was going to drink 12 punches, Chip.
Yeah.
I'm just fine. I don't feel well.
What's wrong with you, man? Cold, hot, cold?
Oh, it's just a stage, I guess.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
My world is melted. I just moved it closer to the light. I was afraid it wasn't showing good enough.
Sudsy's world isn't in the greatest shape, either. What's wrong with Chip?
all. I just gotta get that drawing back.
Boy, are you in trouble.
Did you quit saying that? I didn't tell you what I did so you could keep on saying that. I told you because you gotta help me.
Boy, I'm really building up my muscles. I bet you by next year I'll be able to beat up Mary Lou Gifford.
I found out that Mr. Shutley has the pictures in his office. He's gonna take them down to the school board day after tomorrow.
So what?
I'm gonna swipe mine before he gets a chance to take it.
You better not. That's worse trouble. You already committed a whole fraud.
How come?
My father told me about a man who wrote something, only he didn't really write it, and they sent him to jail for pugilism. My father knows because he's a lawyer. If you say you did something, only you didn't really do it, that's called pugilism.
Yeah, but I don't want my Johnny to get in the newspaper, so I gotta swipe it back.
Boy, if you do that, you got pugilism with Larson on top of it.
Boy, Larson sounds terrible. I better ask somebody what to do.
You can ask my father, only he makes people pay him if they ask him questions.
Yeah, but Bob gave me the picture. How can he go to jail for swiping something that's already yours?
You can go to jail for all kinds of junk. Lots of people hire my father to go to jail.
Come on, Ronnie, get the lead out. Keep going. Just two more times around the block.
You gonna ask my father?
Maybe. I'd rather think of some other way first.
Boy, are you in trouble.
No. No, take it away.
We don't pamper our prisoners here. Eat your food.
No, take it away.
Well, look at it this way. They could have given you life instead of only 50 years.
Yeah, but in 50 years, I'll be the oldest kid in fourth grade.
You should have thought of that before you committed larceny, right on top of pugilism. What do you want?
I'm his lawyer.
Hi, Sudsy.
Boy, are you in trouble?
Did you tell him all I swept was my own picture?
Yeah, and they all yelled at me for being a lawyer of a hoodlum.
How's that? Mike and Robbie and Bob.
They all changed their name so nobody would know they were related to a picture swiper.
How's Mrs. Bergen?
Her hair turned white and all she does is sit in the corner and shake.
Do I really have to stay here for 50 years?
Sure. Well, I just came by to cheer you up. Turn key. Boy, are you in trouble?
All right, judges, show time. But you haven't eaten anything for 28 years now, Douglas. If you keep this up, you're going to lose weight.
Hello, Francis. How are the grandchildren?
Oh, fine, thank you, Mr. Piper. How are all your children?
The little one has the measles.
I guess these things are sent to try us.
Boy, are you in trouble?
How's Dad and Mike and Bob and Robbie?
They said to tell you they all forgive you for being such a bum.
They do?
Yeah, and Bob says and hurry up and get out. On account of he's gonna be 103 on his next birthday.
How's Mrs. Bergen?
She's up in heaven playing a harp and still shaking.
I sure caused a lot of trouble. Am I in trouble?
Oh, Sergeant said, well, maybe this friend I'm telling you about will get put in jail if people found out he did a pugilism.
Committed plagiarism is the term, Chip.
Oh, and he said it was worse if he did larceny, too.
Do you mean arson?
I don't know.
Well, arson is the criminal act of setting fire to something.
Oh, no, well, my friend, he isn't going to burn anything. Just swipe it.
Ah, arsenic.
Yeah, and he says you know because you're a lawyer. And lots of people who pay you money to ask you questions go to jail.
Thank you, Hubert.
Can you go to jail if what you're swiping is yours?
Chip, the law is a pretty complicated matter. It's always hard for a lawyer to give an opinion on a case as involved as this without the details. Now, if you could just tell me exactly what you... Well, that is, what your friend has done.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. The whole reason I want to... Well, my friend, he just doesn't want anybody to know.
Now, wait a minute, Chip. Let's discuss this some more.
It's getting kind of late. I better go.
Wait, Chip, if you'd just tell me a little more about this case.
Thanks a lot for letting me ask you a question.
Now, wait, Chip. I'd like to know a little bit.
Hello out there from TV land, a beautiful place to be. Nick at Night, better living through good TV.
For Nick at Night's original,
Dory from Sudsy.
Chip signed his name to my picture? Well, then that explains a few things about the way he acted at the open house.
Look, Rob, I said I'm sorry.
Shut up. So just shut up.
Hold it, will you? Hold it. I'm on the phone.
Do you know what this guy did to me?
What did I do? All I did was set up a scientific training schedule.
Will you two pipe down? I'm talking to Mr. Pfeiffer.
Sudsy's father? What does he want?
He's Chip's lawyer. Now be quiet, please.
Chip's lawyer?
Chip's lawyer, yes. I'd appreciate it, Mr. Pfeiffer, if you wouldn't say a word either to Chip or Sudsy. I'll tell Steve and then we let him take it up with the school.
Well, let me know how the whole thing works out. I'm personally involved, you understand, inasmuch as my client forced me to accept a retainer for my services.
Thank you very much.
Push-ups, that's what he made me do, laps around the block. Now, you know what? The coach weighed me at the gym and he threw me off the team. This meathead made me lose 5 pounds.
Well, I wouldn't bother about it. A retainer?
I'm certainly thankful we found out about this in time, Mr. Douglas. It would be very embarrassing for the school if Chip's, Mr. O'Casey's drawing won.
Yes, probably would have, too.
I must have been blind, Mr. Shutley, not to have seen that Chip couldn't possibly have drawn anything as good as this. It's not fourth grade work, obviously. It's at least equal to the skill of an 11-year-old.
Mr. Shutley, I think I know how Chip got into this situation. Several things happened at home that, well, I guess maybe Mr. O'Casey and I are partly responsible. But Chip is basically an honest boy, and I just don't think he'll go through with this.
But, Mr. Douglas, I'm taking these drawings to the board this afternoon at 3.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Bergen, couldn't you maybe drop a couple of hints so that Chip would know that 3 o'clock is his deadline? When he finds that out, I'm sure he'll come to one of us and make a clean breast of it. I want Chip to have the chance to get out of this on his own.
I can handle it that way if you wish, Mr. Douglas. But if Chip doesn't come forward in time, I feel I'll have to take disciplinary action.
I'm sure you won't have to. I know Chip. And I'm sure he wouldn't come sneaking into your office and try to take the picture.
Certainly not.
I can't believe it.
She
told me on the phone, Steve. She saw him herself. He was in the office and he had the picture.
Well, I would have sworn that he...
Well,
I'm sorry I had to ask you to come back again, Mr. Douglas.
That's all right, Miss Bergen.
Well, I've left a message with Mr. Shutley's secretary and I just saw him in the hall, so he should be in any minute now.
Where's Chip now?
He's on the playground.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, Mr. O'Keefe.
Mr. Shutley, I would have bet anything that Chip wouldn't have taken that picture, but I guess I...
Well, evidently he didn't.
He didn't?
Oh, but I saw him.
You saw him simply about to make some significant alterations in the drawing, Mrs. Bergen.
Alterations?
I'm afraid they automatically disqualify it.
Well...
Oh, no.
What's so funny? What's he done to it?
Look at the signature, Bob.
Time I guessed wrong. It may not have been the way we expected, but Chip certainly came through with the truth.
The truth? That kid's a doggone little liar.
What?
I won't be 64 years old for a year and a half, and you know it.
Mrs. Bergen, there isn't any rule against Chip's parents going out and saying hello to him on the playground, is there?
It usually embarrasses him, but somehow, in this case, I don't think he'll mind.
Thanks. Come on, Chip. Maybe I guess
I'll get a hold of that little whippersnapper and teach him a few things.
Thank you.